more the chuvre than the marik, because they call it marik in the extended day of obezichlo anetrin. It's not the time of zichlin. But suppose no water at all was dumped, just dug channels. So then the marik says, beir, a well. What's a well? A well means you dug new channels and you manipulated that the springing water 5 miles away should start to flow here. So it's all right. So how can the Bais Yosef say that? How can the Bais Yosef say that? So when we went over the Mishnayos, I discussed it, and I said that we have to say that the Mishnayos, well, but let's go over the Shach first. So he says, "V'lo yivanti dovo." The other Rabbi Midivri Arash V'Arosh Umod Chayelu Yesh Liyachiyach Dichmarik Svirale. As far as the Rashi is concerned, so it's not only Kimarik Svirale; it's even more Machmir than Marik. V'lo yikaran the Koran My Kashlo Pshite, because the Rashi is Sikashi. The Rashi is Sikashi on the Mishnah Perikei Mishnah Hey Rav Tzadik LaZeichli Sherov Aleitzim Shemikshir. So yes, the kashe sheinkshir and claim a bischila. Hoyu v'neitzvim wati v'yitzlech lashmin on afu b'mokim sheinki de tefila b'zeichli. Elim k'neitzvim mashlimim lahem. Dilitayim aloche. Maiko mashmolon pshite dim kei yivslu kol anoreis afu mandoma nare mekifim mivra. So in other words, so then yes, the kashe. What kind of a chiddush does Rabbi Elazar Rav Tzadik? Does Rav Tzadik tell us that if there is more zeichel in the neitvin, so it's kosher? So without Rav Tzadik's testimony, what would I say? That even if the zeichel are more than the neitvin, as long as there is a miut of neitvin, so it's not the time zeichel. So then you couldn't find a river in the world that would be kosher. You couldn't find a single mayon, because in every river people, you know, they pour water. I mean. So the answer is, but that's only a minimum of water that is dumped into the river. But if we were to assume that even if it's zeichlin is rovel anetvin, so it's still not the time of zeichlin. So mainly doesn't make any difference what kind of miut, whether it's 49% miut or 1% miut. Miut is miut. So then. No mayon in the world is kosher. Can you find a mayon in an ore in which no natrium was dumped? I mean, that's impossible. So that's the kasha. So he says, the chiddush is that even if the ore, the mayon, did not, before the mayon mortim were dumped into it, it did not have enough to immerse the goof of the person, still it's kosher. That's the chiddush. Oh, so the Shach says, assuming like the Bais Yosef, that the Rashi is like the Ran, so bimele, when we say, oh, the Karan, my kashul pshite who quoted it's a Ran dashmi on dafu mokim shelo yomalach mitchlosim itayav zechli. On the contrary, the whole raya of the Ran that Robo Zeichlin ala Neitvin is mitayer in the extended area, because otherwise, what Michael Mashmo Reb Tzadik? But the Rash gives another teret, so it's a raya that the Rash holds that even the extended area. Even the extended area, that in the extended area, Robo Zeichla Neitvin is not Mitaya Bezeichlin. That's why he asks. So in other words, so the Kashi is Monevshech. If Rav Tzadik has reference to the extended area, so even if it's Robo Zeichla Neitvin, so it's not Mitaya. So you have to say that Rav Tzadik has reference to the original area. The original area, Michael Mashmon, I mean, could anyone say for a moment that if one drop of water is dumped into a river, so the whole river is not entirely liquid. So it's a raya, not like Bais Yosef. Or quoted it's a raya, Nashmina from Mokim, Shmal Drosna, El Vadei Kemarik, Svirle, the Aval Pidi Zeichlin Rube, and Mitaya, Bimokim, Shloim Malach, Mitchlosi. ונראה, דאף לסבור עשרם לטעם וסייעת את הלכמון, דמטירין אפילו ברעיב ניטרין, היינו במוקים שאוהים הלך בתחלוסי. אבל במוקים שנשרח איב, אף רב נטעם מידע, אפילו הזה יכולים רוב. So in other words, when Rav Netam says Paschus like Shmuel, now Mikifim is Borech, so it's only in the original area of the Noor, where the Meyanoor was flowing before too. So then he Paschus like Shmuel. But in the extended area, let's say sometimes certain rivers, so when in time of abundant rainfall, so the terrain of the river is extended. So in that extended terrain of the river, even Rav Netam will agree that it's not mitayeh. It's not mitayeh. Of course, that doesn't happen in big rivers like Chicago River, like Michigan, but in small rivers it happens that let's say, when there is no rainfall, so the whole river, the whole river is very small, and then when there is abundant rainfall, so the terrain of the river is extended. All right, now, the question is, how could the Bis Yosef say such a thing? I mean, anyone who goes over the Rash sees that the Rash explains the Mishnah of Nadal in the sense that he just dug channels and still...
The Rash says, well, there wasn't even a mute of Mayim Shuvim Domed. He just dug channels. So in the new places, it's not Mitayeh B'Zechlin. How can he say that according to the Ran, even where it's Nisrachim, so and it's Robo Zechlin, Alan Eitrin, so it's Mitayeh B'Zechlin. I mean, it's mentioned explicitly. So I said at that time that what Bis Yosef has reference to, the Bis Yosef knows very well that in the new channels, so according to the Rash, even if Robo Zechlin and Eitrin is not Mitayeh B'Zechlin, and not only Robo Zechlin and Eitrin, even if there was no water dumped altogether, as long as it's a channel in which water did not flow before, let's say like a well, so then it's not Mitayeh B'Zechlin. But what the Bis Yosef means is this. Let's say if you have, sometimes if you have, let's say, the original channel, let's say you have the original channel here. So sometimes when you dig, so you broaden the length of the channel, and by digging you also widen the width of the channel. So this is what the Bis Yosef means. Of course, the Bis Yosef is made it. I mean, we couldn't say, that's Mifuresh in the Rash, that in regard to the new places, lengthwise, let's say you had the original channel. You had the original channel here. So, before he dumped water, or even without dumping water, before he dug new channels. So the channel extended up to here. Then he dug a channel and he started a new channel. So as far as this channel is concerned, lengthwise, so of course, even if it's Robo Zechlin Alan Eitrin, so it's not Mitayeh B'Zechlin. Not only Robo Zechlin Alan Eitrin, even if there was no ribu of water altogether, he just dug the channel. So it's not Mitayeh B'Zechlin. But he dug a new channel, he dug more, so then he extended it widthwise. And he started to run not only over here, to run here and run here. So the Bis Yosef has reference to the extension widthwise, not to the extension lengthwise. Of course, to the extension lengthwise, even without any water being dumped. So it will still not be Mitayeh B'Zechlin. But the extended area widthwise. So the extended area widthwise, so the Rash will be made there. Suppose he does dump water into the Mayo. and because of the, a mute of water, and because of that mute of water, so width-wise, it's extended. So then the Rashi will be made that is mitayeh bezeichlin. You're not going to earmark, you know, the width, the extent, or width-wise, over what area width-wise the water was running before, and if the water was running width-wise from here to here, and now as a result of dumping a minimum of water, it runs width-wise from here till here, so even the Rashi will be made there, that even here is mitayeh bezeichlin, not only here. When does the Rashi say that without dumping any water, just by digging, so it's not mitayeh bezeichlin, the extended area lengthwise, but not the extended area widthwise. So this is what the Bais Yosef means. This is what the Bais Yosef means. That according to the Rash, in the extended area widthwise, so he will be, it will be mitayeh bezeichlin, as long as it's chobos zeichlan etvin. And when the Rash says, no, that even without any new water being dumped in the new channels, it cannot be mitayeh bezeichlin, he has reference to the extended area lengthwise. Alright. Ashi yikva mayim, ashi yukolchki mo yekan gume, v'nismahu mikshomim. אבל פי שנסחל הוא לסייכו מנורים כי משאח שם יש בירן מכונוס עם בידי מגומם מוטלילו בלסייכו והרי הוא כמיק וכי מה שמתור הוא פוס מחמדוך ויתלו מנור יסקול השון או אפילו דרך סחלוסון שאינו עושו כי ממיק ובנור ורובו הנה תקלם רב וגב שראים בין שרוב אני תלזיך לין שיש בנור עשר יודיס מה שהוא יבחילו אפילו הוכם מותר משום שאין לך טיפו דס דגמור אין טיינס משום שאין לך טיפו ירד נומי לו שתהי מילה לדחוס את בייס טיפייס ונמצא כריבוי הממקרון כן כוסו הפייסקין but there are some who say that it, this is not to be understood in a quantitative sense but al pedin it's considered that for every measure of water that comes down through rainfall, so there are two measures that spring forth from the tank. Bimokim shemikra, bimokim shemikra in legal minoris, el bizman shano cotton meat, shoz muta, vichin kosvater zov, vichin kosvaranu shoposk, in other words, the psak of the ramoyis, that we only matir to be tevil in no, if there is no mikveh. I understand, I mean, it's only a trosh here, so it's certainly muta. But not in America, just because you have to drive another 50 miles. So it's not considered a hardship situation. So that's the psak of the Ramo. Alright. Elim kin vabach, kosa dayne dav, kibi no b'mavteach. אבל בין אינו כאילו די די חובים יכין להיכנס לסייכר ולתלמי משום כל כחיין ולעז לה הלסי אי להבין לי די חובים אף להעמיק ושולים די חיישינו שם היער הזה וימלנו וכמשיקו סף עתו עד כאן דבור ומשמע לי חיישינו שנותו משומיים והחליפו אלו כשנהנה בחליפי כי אין שעמיים שממיק וסרוכים ומסיורי של יבסי צחורי שלו ידבו בי אנושים וכדייסה ביצ'ו וסרוש או את משיקו סף יוסף שמו זילפו, כדי להריק מן המים, המלוכים ולא מים נקיים ולחיץ גופו, עד כאן לשני, או להבוך אליך השינון שמקיבים להכשיר. So that's it, taste is not resort. I mean, there is no shita to the contrary. That the nakum is never choshud on something that he wouldn't gain from. He's not, or to be shuften asking, and why should a nakum be crazy and make something wrong if he doesn't gain from it? All right, sometimes, you know, in Europe it happened that anti-Semites, they deliberately used to throw an abundance of bread, crumbs of bread, into the wells that the Jews were expected to draw water, you know, to use for mixing the matzahs, for the Mayim Shalom. So So, I mean, that was a big problem because anti-Semitic lads in just about 2 weeks before Pesach, they used, you know, to break up bread, loaves of bread into crumbs and then throw as much bread as possible. As much bread as possible. So they also had the motive. The motive was that the Jews should see, the Jews should see that that there are crumbs of bread in the well. So mele, they wouldn't use those wells, you know, for Pesach. So the Jews would have to go to other towns and get water. So they also had the motive. But we're not talking about someone who is determined to be an anti-Semite, who likes, you know, to give trouble to the Jews so they couldn't observe the Torah. So then the halacha is that an akum is only choshut if he has a motive, a material motive. All right. V'yeish tomim mikrech of alev so ein kavon esam chava mishum sof kid rabon likule shah yusim ali kavon sifnen gimu tafil kule shov vein el de rabonon elo mai rabi mikve ni'ulo שיחיל להח לסיח מאי אלא במשוך אל ערך הגג ואם כך כשיש בחופה לפסו אין נפסו מים שובים כיו שימשכו כדלי כמון סיפן דל לכם תשוב איזה ראש לעת מפי וסיוסף והרב עוזו לשיטו סי כל כמון סיפן מבוב תמשוך אל מלס על גבי קרק ואם כך אוכל בגג פיסלס המשוך וכך הוא צריך לטעם סוף דרבונו לכולה כך יצריך שידוע שיש שם חופה א' סוין תומית וכל שבע ישראל לפנינו ואינסים על מקחום שם בהפך ושם שנצקנו בעניין אחר אבל כשם שיחנו ותומו ובואי ממסור ואנו גם מה ינסק לכם תמאים בכל שאני מוקים חברה מהיון אבל לא חשי ניס לשגל צורך ממסור לכל שני מים ממו שני מתאי בכל שהוא this is the shach that Rabchai mentions ובתסיון את הפרקי מקווי סניה בצורכיון, ובבח פירש מן אחר, כמה סיפנו מביאימו, סיפקות מקופחו בייס, דוחי סיפורו, גם דברי הפרי שיבו ימן טוב ודס לסטיים. הם נהיו יופי ולא שנהיו כך דוחקי, אבל ניקו שמידה, דהיו כך כוי הסחילה די יש לי דין ים לתא בסחילה, all right, that will be enough for today. Now I want to, again to remind you, and please remind everybody else, not only the yeshiva students, and not only the members of your family, but even your friends and your acquaintances, that they'll have a mitzvah if they'll come to the dedication, because Berivom Hadras Melech, and certainly from the point of view of people, so the bigger the audience, the more impressive it is, and that might help the yeshiva to such an extent that on account of a full auditorium at dedication, so maybe the yeshiva will be able to put itself on a solid basis, financially speaking. So please, urge all your friends and all your acquaintances to come. As a matter of fact, they don't have to come. You can come even with your children, as long as they are grown-up children who will not disturb, let's say, six-year-olds, seven-year-olds, so they should come with their children, I mean, into the auditorium. For two reasons. First of all, it's not the ideal thing to have an education in the flesh, but it will be no audience, so then it will be a hardship situation, so it will be muta. But I wouldn't like to have an education in Bismedrash. The auditorium is not a Bismedrash, it's not a Bismedrash, you don't daven there, I mean, you don't learn there. And then many other problems. If it's helping the Bismedrash, so all the women will have to go behind the mechitze, and I'm sure that many modern women will resent it, they won't understand it. I'm not even criticizing them. Unfortunately, they don't know, I mean, and they are not enlightened as to the purpose of the mechitze. And many modern women and modern men think that the mechitze is grounded in an attitude of contempt that the halacha has towards the woman. But if there won't be a large crowd, let's say at least 300 people will have to hold the dedication in the Bismedrash, and then there'll be many problems. So you'll have a big mitzvah and you'll be helping the yeshiva if you'll urge not only the members of your family, But all your friends, that they should come, men and women and children, to the dedication at 3:30. So that's Allah in the eyes. Halikiyachli Godul Kinchov is Delo Yariv of Delo Vinokve Nekev Amitare Vyeshimrim Diboy Nekev Shveras Aneit. Now, the Mechaber mentioned the Lashon HaRambam, Vinokve Nekev Amitare, even though it's less than Shveras Aneit. Let's say Nikle Cheres, so a Kli. So if it's a Kli Amiyuchad L'Mashkin, so if the Nekev is Kikines Mashke, so it's pokatumi. If it's a kli hamiyuchet leichlin, so if the nekef is kimeitz ayis, but meitz ayis is less than shveras aneik, so it becomes toya, even though it's less than shveras aneik. So that's the shita's Ramba, we know kvinek on tare, but the raivit is chilek, and the raivit shita is that it has to have a nekev or shveras aneik, not nekev ki antare is not enough. And then, but the Rambam requires vikovi be'eretz, v'yosim mikvi, harizi kosher. So there is a Reb Chaim on it. In other words, because the Rambam mentions it not only ligabei the psul of shuvim, he also mentions it ligabei tvila b'seichel. So in mele, if it is, so why does the Rambam require this combination? Now, the Rambam in the Rambam mentions the halacha in several halachas. This is in several halachas. He mentions in halacha dalel alikiach kli godol kin chovies deilo v'yariv v'gdeilo v'nok v'nekev amitare v'kovi be'aretz v'yoso mikve arizi kosher. So he requires two things. First of all, nekev amitare, and then kovi boretz. Kovi boretz. V'yoso mikve. So harizi kosher. V'chein in poka kesanekev v'sidu v'pinyen en ipesir v'amayim anikvim v'seichei mikve kosher sot mi v'sidu v'kofsi sadayin v'pesil sa mikve ad sheikvenu boretz v'yivnu z'raivel is masik omar avrom dovazin emach v'lahadu v'seichei el shein amayim ayitzim emenu peslim sa mikve avo lahadu v'seichei ad sheyiu hamayim sheb'seichei mirovim ma'mikve. In the Tzemach Tzedek, Amishnayis, and the Tzemach Tzedek in the Tshuves, is Simin Kuf Tzadik Vov, so he understands the Raivet as saying that just an opening of Shiver HaSaneid is not enough. There has to be a Nekev Shiver HaSaneid. There has to be a Nekev Shiver HaSaneid. אבל הדל בשיחה שהמים שבשיחה מיורובים עם המקווה בנקף שהוא כשבר הזנית. But suppose there is no נקף כשבר הזנית, except there is an opening, let's say, on top. There is no כשבר הזנית, not a נקף. So then it's possible. And because there couldn't be any aloche or any din of viruf. There couldn't be any din of Yeruv with the Kehl. True, Eruv Mikvoi Shveras Aneid, that's only like a Mikvoi. You have to Mikvoi, you have to get there, and you have an extra Aneid, so you come Yeruv. But Yeruv between Mayim Shebesich HaKli and Mayim Vishich HaMikve, there couldn't be. Unless, see the table of Mikvoi Shebeyam, that is Sof Al-Gabeyen. But if it's not Sof Al-Gabeyen, then there is Mamesh Yeruv, Vimtzias Yeruv. But if it's not so far gabe, you're not. But if the keile itself is a nekesh verasaneid, then it's not considered as a keile. But as long as the keile has a chaleishem keile, so there couldn't be an iruv with maim shim sechakli. That's the raivichit. and it's a machzedek assumes that according to the Raive, it's with the Reis. Now, the Rosh also says the same thing. The Rosh says, in Perikei, the Mishnah of Sheikis, so the Rosh says that there couldn't be an Iruv between Maim Shemesech HaMikveh or Maim Shemimayon and the Maim Shemesech HaKli. Why not? So the Rosh mentions because of Igzere, maybe he'll be tabled in a Kli that has Mem. So when there is no connection of Shveras and Eid, so it's only the Rabbanon. However, that's a Mechzedek assumes that the Rosh in the Tshuve, the Rosh in the Tshuve holds that Midraise the Tvila is possible. And he says that the Sheet of the Raived also. The Sheet of the Raived also. But the Sheet of the Rambam is that if he takes a Kli Godel and he makes a Nekev, and then he's Kovi Boret, and then he's Kovi Boret, so Mimele, you can be Tevu. But only if it's Kovi Boret. Why Davki Kovi Boret? Because if it's not Kovi Boret, even though the Nekev Hamatare is Mafkia Deshem Kli Ligabi Kabbalah Stume, but here there is Aloche that has to be Tvila Bikarke. So here, let's say, suppose he'll be table in a kele, kli glolim, kli avonim, that is not mikalki tumah altogether. So it's not really mikalki. So here, if he just says in ekev ametare, it's not kovi boret, so in mele, there is no tvila mikalki. And if it's kovi, but then you'll ask, suppose it's kovi boret, without in ekev, so again, since it has a chalishem kele, then it's mufke of being considered bikarki, as long as it is a chasam shekile. But only if it's both. If it's nekev, this is what Reb Chaim says. And the Mechaber paskens like, and the Mechaber paskens like the Rambam. Like the Rambam. But then, the other Rishani, they say that the nekev amitare is not enough to be tabled with seichei, but only nekev shveras aneid. So that's what Rambam says. V'yeshem in the boy nekev shveras aneid tu v'orosh b'tshuve v'chem yesh lahach. And Tzemach Tzedek assumes that if there is no nekev shveras aneid, so then tefila is possible with raisa, even though the Rosh in Pirkei says it's only exer the Rabbanon, but the Rosh in the tshuve holds that it's in the raisa. All right. V'kovei boret v'yosu mikve harizi kosher. וכן אם פוקק הנקב, זאת אומרת, מחבר פסל לגרם. וכן אם פוסק הנקב, אם פוקק הנקב ביסידו ובניין, אין לי פייסל, והמים הנקבים ביסיכי מקווה כושר. Because, as long as it has, in the נקב, so it doesn't have a Shem Kale. But if he says same the nekev, so then it's like an unperforated kale. The question is it considered as if the nekev had been ista just because he blocked it with something or not? So it depends. If he was saying the nekev in such a way that is the derech to be saying. So then the nekev is nistam. But if he was saying it with something, it's not a derech to be saying. So mele it's considered like a kli nekev. So mele it's all right. So what is, how can you be saying? So if besidu binyan, plaster and binyan, so then the nekev becomes nistam. V'amayim anikim sich mikve kosha. Sot mi besidu bigof sis. So that's not did not be seed ube binyan, but be seed ube gofsis, adayinu pesas amikve, achi ikvenu boret, o yivne, vim ulichi al gabi oret, al gabi asid, umirar bitit nats dodin, harizi kosher, because then it's attached to the karke, and it's not considered like a kele. So the mele that tefila b'seichei is like a tefila in a mikveh that is built, let's say, on a higher floor. As long as it's attached to the karke, so it's considered a tefillah de karke. Mutal aseis el agag, uvil vachol yeteich kli, o yeve nachas, shechoki kev lisef kovo. So when is it possible, if it is choki kei vilif seif kovet. Aval chibur avonim harbe loimikre kli. So the Ramo says that when is it possible, if it is choki kei vilif seif kovet. But if it is kovet vilif seif choki kei, then it is kosher. All right. Now here the Mechaber says, "V'nokvi nekev amitar." V'nokvi nekev amitar. And the Ramo says, "V'yeshem diboy nekev kishveres hanit." Now let's see. Let's turn to Mechaber in Simen Me. It's in Simen Rishalef Sif Mem. Kli shenikav mishulye. אפילו כל שום, איני חושב כלי לפסיל המקווה, ומכל מוקים להוקי להסיס מקווה לכתחילה, ולהוב עם מים בכלי מנוקף כזה. So, what kind of a shir does he mention in Sif Mem? כלי שניקם בישול יהיה. אפילו כל שום, אם מי משהו, איני חושב כלי לפסיל המקווה. So he doesn't, so he says, ומכל מוקים להוקי להסיס מקווה לכתחילה, Lohovi Mayim Bichluminukov Kaze. So it's only, we shouldn't be making as a human. But Miki Adin, it is all right. It's not possible. Vima Nekev Vizdodin, any bottle materials clean. Achi Berechav Anekev, Kishveres Aneit, Shehu Kishteyets Boys, Risheini, Mearba Shvasayad, Mishapchis, Bechal Anekev, Berebach, Ben Shemeru, Ben Shom, Vikorev Lishulye. שאני יוכל לקבל שומיים ממנו ולמטו. אבל אם יקבל שומיים למטו ממנו, לא ימספט לו מתירסקי. So here, so there seems to be a steer between the פסק of מחבר and סיב זיין, פסק of מחבר and סיב זיין. So there it says that we need a nekev amitare, and the nekev mashu is not enough, and he doesn't distinguish between a nekev in the shalayim and nekev in the zdorim. So it's mashma, halikei akligot l'kilchov yizdeilo yarev yizdeilo, v'nokvei nekev amitare. Nekev amitare. So he says, v'kovi goretz, v'yose mikveh arizikosha. So it's mashma, even the shalayim. So we require a nekev amitare, not a nekev mash. Not a nekev mash. And furthermore, we require that in addition to the nekev amitare, it should be kovei beoretz also. Suppose it is a nekev amitare, and it's not kovei beoretz, so it's possible. And here it says, kli shenikam vishul yafil kolchu nechoshim kli tzitzam mikveh. So, and he doesn't even mention that it has to be kovei beoretz. So there seems to be a stir. Now let's see the whole sieve. So, kli shenikam vishul yafil kolchu nechoshim kli tzitzam mikveh. Umikol mokem in lohoki lasis mikveh lechatchile. Ulo vimayim bichli minukev kozei. Vim hanekev vitzdodim. Eini botel meteres kli. So in other words, so he says, "In the hokilas is mitul chatchil of man v'lukoze." So it's only as a chumre. But miikradin, he says that even with the nekev of mashu, so it cannot pass. V'manekev is not important material. Kli atchiverich of a nekev kishveras aneid shehu kishteyetz boys rishenim me'arba shepasayag misapri b'chol a nekev bereva ben shemru ben shomu v'korev nishulie shenyochel ikabel shumayim imenu. ולמטו, אבל מקיים שמיים למטו ממנו, לא ימזבטו מתירס כלי. ואם יראי סידו צרירי, סויסוס על מענק לחושב סטימה, להחזיר לתירס כלי, או ימשיב על גאורץ, ואפילו גם בסיס וגופציס לחושב סטימה, אבל נראה בסיס וגופציס עוד לחושב סטימה. All right, so here he mentions that certain things are says in the Negev, certain things are not says in the Negev. Hilkach reitzel ishif mayim ha-mikvel in ha-kese, v'yor asher yalzo ma'akli shemitzim ha-mayim gimologim, mikvel achar shechosr memso v'yisru yokev ha-kli b'shuli, kol shu, v'yoz li yachshu ha-mayim shebeishuvi, v'imayim nevi, v'imayim nevi minzo olikach, ka-mayim ninifso b'shuli. Alright. So there seems to be a stira, but there is no stira. Because here in Siv Zion, when the Mechaber requires a Nekev HaMetare, and Nekev HaMetare is not enough in itself, only when it's coupled with Kviya Bikarki, Kviya Bikarki. And it's Mashma Roshan Mechaber that even if the Nekev is in the Sholayim, so it has to be Nekev HaMetare plus Kviya Bikarki. Because here the Mechaber in Siv Zion discusses the question of Tvila B'Seichel. Masheimke, in Siv Mem, he doesn't discuss the question of Tvila B'Seichel, but he discusses the question whether it becomes possible Bach Mashuvim. Now, we see that the Rashid is, that in order to pass the Kehle, so, in order that the Kehle should pass, if so that any water that runs through it becomes shov, and even though it comes into the mikveh, so the mikveh would be possible. So if in the Shalayim there is a Nekev HaMitare, there is a Nekev HaMitare, a Nekev Mashu, so then it doesn't pass the Mach Meshuvim, so it's Mitare Midishuvim. And the Rashiti is not only in the Shalayim. The Rashiti is that even if it is in the Natsdodim, but if he cannot be Mikabel below the Nekev, the Mayim, so Mimele, he cannot be Mikabel Shu Mayim. Mimenu lemat of the Nekev, if it is so low in the Zdodi, let's say it's right here, that it cannot be mikabel any mayim, so then in Nekev Mashu is mitayaret midishuvim. Tayaret midishuvim. But the Mechaber does not pass like the Rashite in that, and the Mechaber passes like the Rambam. You see, the Mechaber says, "V'manekev mitzdodin ibotim tiraskli ashiv eriv hanekev sherazaneid." But the Nekev Mashu is not mitayaret mitaymachashu. Now, Sif Mem deals with the psul of shuvim, and that's the reason as to why it doesn't require kviya bikarke if the Nekev is in the Shalayim, and it doesn't even require that it should be. It doesn't require that it should be a Nekev HaMitare, because when do you require Nekev HaMitare plus Kriya Bikarke Ligabi Tvila B'Seiche? So Masheike Ligabi lives with Teras Mayim Shuvim, so as long as he does not have a Chalei Shem Kli Kibu, whether it's Bikarke or not Bikarke, as long as he doesn't have a Chalei Shem Kli Kibu, so Mimele, it is mitaya midishuvi. So Mimele in Siv Zion, where he discusses Tvila B'Seichel, so he requires bein if the Nekev was in Shalayim, bein if the Nekev was in Etzdodim, that it should be Nekev Amitare plus Kviya Bikarke. Mashein kin Siv Mem, where it discusses the psul of shuvim, so the main thing is that it shouldn't have a halishem kli kibul. So if the nekev is in the shalayim, so then even though it's much smaller than nekev amtare, so it's halishem kli kibul he doesn't have, because ligabi tume the halishem kli that is important is a halishem kli of tashmish, not of kibul. Mashayim, so we are only interested in the Chalei Shem Kli Kibul, not Kli Tashmish. So Mimele, if there is a Nekev Mashim Shalayim, so all the water will leak out. So Mimele, it's not Shalayim. even the Shalai. Now, but there is a, the Rashi is that that in order to pass it with Rashi, so if there is any nekev, even if the nekev is natzgodim, and if it is so long in natzgodim that it couldn't be mikabel mayim b'seichay below the nekev, so then it's mitayam b'dishuvim. So the mechaber doesn't pasken like the Rash, and the mechaber paskens like the Rambam. Now the question arises, according to the Rambam, and there's a psak of the mechaber, why should there be a difference between the nekev in the shalayim and the nekev in Natzdodim when it is so low in the Deifen that it couldn't keep any water? It couldn't keep any water. That is the question. That is the question. So Revol will explain the Shiddes Rambam, and that's the Psak of the Mechaber, because the Mishneh says in Perikei Lechaspora, we discussed it when learning Mishnah. I just want to mention it because it's a very important yisod. Now the Mishneh in Perikei of Poro, Mishneh Zayin says as follows: Hashiki shebisela in imalim bovim mikachim bovim mazim men mitzri yotzom itposul vin bisela esam mikve hoisokli vechibo bisid imalim mikachim mazim men mitzri yotzom itposul umisela esam mikve. Now in order to be mimalei the mikhatos, so they are the counter, it has to be shemkli, just as the reverse is by shubim, if it has a shemkli, so it's possible. And in order to be kosher, it should not have a shemkli. But ligabe in milua mechatos, just the reverse. So it has to be nismale in a kele that has a chalishem kele. So then the Mishnah says, no kvo milmato upokiko bismatut, amayim shebisei chopsuli mipnisheinu nagulin. Mishnah akulim kli, minatzad upokiko bismatut, המים שבשיחו קשירים מפני שהם עגולים כלי. זה קודם לרעש של דרוש. קודם לרעש של דרוש. This is reference to a case where it's when we say no כמו מלמטו פה כמו בסמאפות. So המים שבשיחו is פסולים מפני שהם עגולים כלי. מן הצד הוא פה כמו בסמאפות את המים שבשיחו קשירים. So his reference to the case where it can be mikabel b'sechemayim beneath the nekev. Mashei kiddush des Rambam. So that's why the Mishnah distinguishes between the nekev that is in shalayim, the nekev natzad, because natzad means high in the day. But the Rambam in Perek Vov milches pora lo chevov. Say as follows. Aloha Zayin. Aloha Vov and Zayin. Aloha Vov, he says, Kli Chereshini Kavikin Ismashke Eimi Maulin Unkachin Bey Avo Ni Kavimei Tzimashke Mikachin. So if now Kli Amiyuchet Lemayin, now in order Kli amiyuchet l'mayim, so then the tumi is spoke out if there is a nekev, kikin is mashke. So if the kli cheres was nikav, kikin is mashke, imal kachime. Avol nikav meitzi mashke, that's much less than kikin is mashke, so is mikachime. Then the Rambam says, kli she nikav milmato, uvisot me bisatumi, bismatutin, פוסל שהמים שבוי אינון על יגלה כלי על הפקק או יונוק ובני הצד ופוק כי הרי זה כושל מל ולכת של עזיז ממנו. So in other words, so it's obvious that the Rambam says in הלוח הזה כלי שניקב מלמטו and distinguishes between the case of כלי שניקב מלמטו and כלי שניקב מלצדודי. So he has reference to what kind of a nekev? To a nekev of מייצי משקי, not in the cave of Kinis Mashke, because again, in the cave of Kinis Mashke, so the Shem Kele is Boka. The Shem Kele is Boka, so they cannot be Milu Chatos. Milu Mechatos has to be in something that has a Chalei Shem Kele. But if the Nekev is Kimeitzi Mashke, so the Shem Kele is not Boka. So then there is a distinction between a Kli Shemit of Mumato Visostimus Matutin and a Kli that was Nikav Natsatu Pokakimis Matutin. So what's the Pshat? So everyone says that, I mean, this is the plain Pshat in the Rambam. In other words, since the Rambam is referenced to a Nekev that is Meitzi Mashke only, so Mele the Shem Kele is not Poka. But you have to be Mimale, the Mechatos, you have to be Mimale in the Kele. So the water has to lie, has to rest on the Shulayim of the Kele. So if, let's say, now in the case where the Nekev, where the Kele, the Shulayim has a Nekev, even though the Nekev is very small, Mimeitzi Mashke, but all the water will leak out, so it's impossible. But how is it possible for him to be mimali that kele if there is a nekev? The answer is, if he puts in a rag there, a little piece of paper, a rag, in that small nekev of kimeitzi mashke. So then, since without the nekev, so all the water would leak out. What prevents the water from leaking out? The rag. So mainly the water that is filled up, that is poured into that kele, is not resting on the shulayim. How can it rest on the shulayim? The shulayim, how can it rest? Let's say, this is the shulayim. So let's say, there is a nekev. There is a nekev here. So this nekev, without his matut, it wouldn't keep, remain there. So it would leak out. Why doesn't it leak out? Because he puts in a piece of rag. So mainly the water is lying on the rag. It's not lying. It's not lying on the karake. It's not lying on the karake. So mainly it's not milubisech kli. Not that the kele does not have a chalishem kli, but the fact that the kele does not have a chalishem kli, that's not enough. The water has to lie in the kele, on the shulayim of the kele. That's only if it is nokuv min hashulayim. But if the nokuv is natzad, upokikei. So even though the nekev is very low in the david, and without the pkak it would still leak out. But since there is a pkak, so mele, so the water rests on the shulayim of the kele, and the shem kele it is, so it's kosher. So in the same way he explains the sheet of the Rash. The Rash says, when the Rash says that there is a difference, likabi the psul of mayim shuvim, between inekev that is in the shulayim or inekev that is in the deifen, that if the nekev is in the shulayim, so then even inekev mashu is retired with the shuvim. Is retired with the shuvim. But if the nekev is mitzad, so in nekev mashu is not retired with shuvim. Only if the nekev is kishveras aneid, not like the Rash. I mean, I'm sorry, when the Rash says that the Rambam, not the Rash. The Rash is not difficult, because the Rash it is that if the nekev is in the shulayim, so then the nekev mashu is mitayaret midishuvim. If the nekev is natsad, and if it is very low in the deifen, so it also in nekev mashu mitayaret is mitayaret midishuvim. As long as it cannot keep any water beneath the nekev. So the answer is, it's a good Rambam Shito say, just as he says in Perik Vov, Milches Por, Haloch Ezayin, that there is a distinction between the nekev in the Shulayim and the nekev in Adeifen. Because the nekev in the Shulayim, so then the water is not considered as lying on the Kele. It's considered So it's considered to be lying on the egg. So Mimele, if the Nekev is in Shalayim, so then the water is lying not in the Kele, the water is lying on the egg. Now there is no aloche that if water passed through a egg, that it becomes shov. Only if water passed through a Kele, it becomes shov. Not if water passed over a egg. So that's why if there is a Nekev, even a Mashuk, so in the Shalayim, so it doesn't, it's entirely shov. Mashenkin in the Nekev is, in the Atzad, even though it's very low in Atzad, but he was picking it with a rag. So Mimele, then the water is considered to be lying in the Kele, so maybe it's shov, unless there is Shveres Anein. So why, if there is a Shveres Anein, then it's not possible to show, because Shveres Anein, since there is a aloche of Yiruv al the Shveres Anein, so we can consider that the water that is inside the Kele, that has a Nekev of Shveres Anein in the Zdodim, as if it had been lying outside the Kele, because there is a aloche of Yiruv Mikvois also to Shveres Anein. So in such a case, it's not, it is mitayam in the shov, but in the Nekev is less in Shveres Anein, even though it's very low in the Deifet. But since it's not in the Shalayim, so Mimele, and he plugged it with a rag, so Mimele, the water is considered to be lying and resting on the Shalayim of the Kele, so Mimele, the water is shov. That's the Shilisam. He's given a goret, so Mimele can be used as a mik. So then it's considered tefillah mikalk. Now, the sheet of the Rosh is that Nekev Amtar is not enough. We require Nekev Shveres Anein. That's only in regard to Ikle Cheres. But suppose it's Ikle Eitz, so then the Nekev Amtar is larger than Shveres Anein. So then the Mechaba would agree. And that is the shita, and Rabbi Yosef said that that's the shita of the Rambam. That when does the Rambam require a dafke nekev amitare? That is, if the nekev amitare is smaller than Shveres Anein. But if the nekev amitare is larger than Shveres Anein, then Shveres Anein is enough. So when the Mechaber says we not nekev amitare, he means he has reference to Ikle Cheres. Mashenkin ligabi kleitz of the matres where the nekev amtare is mitzvah remain. So then the mechaber would agree that even if the nekev is not as large as mitzvah remain, but if it is large as shveres anein, so it's kosher. All right. This is what the Taz means. Harizik kosher. V'chein im pokat hanekev b'sidu b'pinyin eini peisir v'amayim ha'mikvim b'seichei Mikveh kosher. So here, this is a disefte. I mean the distinction between a pkak of the nekev with seed and binyan. So then it's kosher, and a pkak with seed or gof seeds. So that's a disefte. So the Rosh and the Rash and the Rashbo, they all explain it on the basis of what is considered a good stimme or not. So in other words, so if Yasei same, so Bisidu Vipinyen, if Yasei same the Nekev, Bisidu Vipinyen, so then it's not a good stimme. So it's not Chesel in Sone Orishim. So Mimele, it doesn't pass it. So it's considered, so we consider Sin the Nekev is still there. Mashein Kin if Yasei Sin the Nekev, with seed, Rigov seeds, so that's a good stime. So Mele, it's not considered as if the Nekev is a Deya. So in other words, so then the Nekev is not Deya. The Nekev is not Deya, so it passes the Mikve. So it's a Kele. In other words, then you fix up the Nekev. In other words, you cover up the Nekev, so that the Nekev is not considered to be existing. This is how the the Rash and the Rosh and the Rashbo explain it. But the Bais Yosef says that the Rambam Shita is different. Now, this is now, the Rambam, let's see the Rambam in several halachas here. The Rambam, first of all, the Rambam Perek Vav Hilchos Mikvos Halachim. Hashechi shebisela in the pesel samikve l'sheino kli. Avo kli shechibri bisela. In other words, if it is the shechi shebisela that would naturally exist there, not installed, so then it doesn't pass, it's not a kelim. But suppose you install the keli into the sela, so then it is a keli. So it's spaceless hamikve. Afal pisha chibri b'sik. Mikve milmato im natzat kishveres aneid ksheiro v'nipiseles hamikve. Then, so what kind of shir does he mention in order that it shouldn't pass the mikve shveres aneid? That's aloche gimel. In aloche dalet, the Rambam says aleki akli godel ki nchom izdilu yari v'deilo. So here he mentions Nekevam Tare, not Shverazanet. Nekevam Tare in Iklecheres is less than Shverazanet. That's Kimitzi's eyes. Now then in Halochaches, he again mentions Shverazanet. Hasid Vatim Shabayam, Imagbim Bemel in Kain. So he mentions Shverazanet. So the Bais Yosef asks the kashas to the parents there. So he has several tarutim. The Shach we mentioned. But the main tarut of the Bais Yosef is that the Shittas Rambam is that it all depends. If the Kele is a Kele like Lecheres, that is Mikabu Tome, so once we have a Nekev that is large enough to be mafkia the dim to me, so mele that is mafkia the dim clay tailor. Since it's large enough to be mafkia kabolas to me, so it's mafkia the dim kele, ligabi show, and you can even be tabling it, provided you are kabed bisekhakalak. So that's only if the kele is a kele that is mikabel to me, like the cheres. So then, a nekev hamitare, let's say mitzizayis, is enough to be mafkia the nekele. But why does the Rambam say in Aloche Gimel, nikvo milmato, avu plisha chibri bisela, and nikvo milmato im natzat, kishveres aneit cheo bisela samikve, only if the nekev in the kele that you install in the cellar, so is shveres aneid, but in the nekev is less shveres aneid, it still passes, but that seems to conflict with the Psak HaRambam in Aloche Dalet, that even if it's not shveres aneid, as long as it's a nekev hamitare, so it doesn't passel. So the Bais Yosef says, the Rambam in Aloche Gimel has reference to a kele that is not mikabel to me. So mele, there is no such thing as nekev hamitare. So then we require a nekev shveres aneid. And but then in Aloche Ches, so in other words, in Aloche Gimel he has reference to a kele that is not mikabel to me, like liadomo that is not mikabel to me. In Halacha Dalet he has reference to a kele that is mikabel to me, like in Lecheres. So in Nokvi Nekev Amtari Mikovi Boretz, so is Ari the question. But then the question is, why does the Rambam say, but the Rambam says in Halacha Ches, Hasidu V'ativu Shebeyam, in Magbilim Bohem, Elohim Kinoi Mikuvim Shveres Aneit, Kishveres Aneit. Now the question is this. Here he says Asidu Ativa Shabiyam. What is Asidu Ativa Shabiyam? Ordinarily, what is Ativa Shabiyam? That's a glaze, a box. So it's a glaze. Asidu Ativa Shabiyam. So that is mikabel to me. Why doesn't he mention Negev Amtare? The answer is over there he has reference to a case where the Sidat Yam, where the Sidat Yam was placed in the Yam itself. So Mele, there is a Rubik voice. So even though he does not have a Negev Amtare, but would Allah help you with Mikvois Kishveras Aneid? So when one is stable in the Sidat Yam that is connected to the Yam, so the Mele is considered as being in the Yam. So even though he does not have a Negev Amtare, Mashein came in the case in Allah Dalet, where he says the Rambam doesn't discuss the case where he puts the Kli Godel. Now here says Halakiyach Kli Godel kin Chovis Deilo or Yarevok Deilo. Now Chovis usually is Cheres, but Arevo usually is Kleitz. So here he says we know Kli Negev Amtare. So Lifluk, so the Negev Amtare Lifluk has reference not only to Chovis Deilo but to Arevok Deilo also, and usually Arevok Deilo that's Eitz Arevok Deilo. Chovis is Cheres. So, and still he mentions Nekev Amtare, and by Kli Eitz, the Nekev Amtare is larger than Cheres Aneid. So we could say, now Reb Chaim does say it. In other words, that in Aloche Dalet, the Rambam doesn't have reference to a case where the Arim of the Lord, the Chovis of the Lord, is placed near the Yam, near the Mikveh. In other words, he manipulated that water should come into that Chovis Deilo, the Arivok Deilo, that is Minukiv. So the Mele, since it's not Somuch to the Yam, to the Mikveh, so we need in Ekev Amtare and Shveres Aneid will not be enough, because the whole significance of Shveres Aneid is only the whole significance of Shveres Aneid is only that it's considered Mure with the Mayim the Yam. So if the Kelim is placed near the Yam, near the Mikveh, alright, so it's Mure. But if the Chovis Deilo, the Arevok Deilo is placed here on the ground, and it's coming boards, so Mele, it's not Shayach to say Mure. Mure with what? You are Mamshich water into it. I don't mean Hamshoche. I mean you manipulate that water should come into it. So then it has to be considered as Tvila Bikarke. So in order to be considered Tvila Bikarke, the Rambam requires Nekev Amtare and Kovei Boretz. Even though Reb Chaim doesn't discuss all the three Rambams, he only discusses the Rambam Maloche Dalet and the Rambam Maloche Ches. The Rambam Maloche Gimel, Reb Chaim doesn't even discuss all the other. But this is, according to Reb Chaim, we have to say that. All right. Now the mechaber. So this is in regard to the tefillah in the keli. Then the Rambam says in Aloche Dalet, "V'chein im pokakes anekev b'sidu b'binyan, eni peisel v'amayim anikim b'seichei mikve kosher." So if he plugged it with seed and binyan, so then he doesn't pass. And the way the Bes Yosef explains the Shitas Rambam is that in the case where he is speaking the naked, b'sidu b'binyan, so then it's not even necessary that he should be kiveya b'oretz. It sounds strange. One would say that where there is a naked, so it's less likely to be possible than when the nekev is plugged, because if the nekev is plugged, so then there is no nekev, so then it's more likely to be possible. So and when there is a nekev, so it's more likely to be kosher. That's what one would say. Still, if there is a nekev and the nekev was not plugged, so then he requires that in addition to the Nekev Amitare, there should also be Kovi Boretz. But if the Nekev is plugged with Sidon Binyan, so then any Pesel, Vamayna Likmi Seichem Ibe Kosher, without Kovi Boretz. without coming on this. That sounds strange, but that's the Shiva's Rambam, the way the Bessi Yosef explains it. Then the Rambam says, Sot may be seen the book of seas, Adai the Pesach Samikve, Achimkvenu Boret, Oyiv. Now let's see the Shach, Shach and Sifra Fei first. Bisidu Binyin, Klima Tartabin, Chode Sheyenikev Nekev Amitar, Vei Tzorich Sheyikva Boretz. So if the Nekev is not plugged, so what is required that it should be Kvias Boretz? But if the neck oy shehei be choche shu dova shobini, v'lo dova shobini. So in other words, so if he blocks it with silver billion, so then it doesn't look like a kele. It looks like an edifice, like a structure. If you have a kele that has a neck of amitare, so if you don't install it in the karke, so then it looks like a kele. If it looks like a kele, so mainly the tefillah cannot be considered as a tefillah b'sechakarki. The tefillah is a tefillah b'sechakli, even though it has a nekev amitare. Even though it has a nekev amitare. Only if, in addition to the nekev amitare, you install it in the karki. But suppose you take this nekev and you plug it with the dovah shel binyan, so mainly it has the tzura not of a kele. Then it has the tzure of an edifice. If it has the tzure of a structure, not of a kele, so then it's not considered like tefillah b'karke. Suppose someone will make a mikveh in a building, but the building will be a portable building. No, you have buildings that are portable, you can move it. It's not attached to the karke. So then the tefillah in that portable building is a good tefillah, even though it's not attached to the karke, because since it stands on the karke. Now suppose, let's say in the mikveh there is a lag of wood. So the Gemara in Nida says that the isha should not stand on the lag of wood and be tameil because of b'susi. In other words, because she's scared. Otherwise, it would be all right. But the lag of wood is not attached to the karke. The answer is, if something has its tzuras kele, so even though it is set up on the karke, so it's not considered to be tefillah b'karke. But if something does not have its tzuras kele, like a lag of wood, or even a kele that had a nekev, and the nekev was blocked with sidur binyan, so mainly it doesn't have the tzura of a kele, it has the tzura of an edifice, of a binyan. So if it, and so the moment it's placed on the karke, it's considered to be tefillah b'karke. Because, so in other words, we wouldn't say it. If the Rambam didn't say it, we would say it's not mistaber. Because mitzarach, superficially it appears that a kele that has in a kele, that is not plugged, that is not plugged, is more likely to be kosher than the kele that has a nekev that is plugged with sirabin. Because after all, if it's not plugged, so there is a nekev, what kind of a kele is it? But if it's plugged, so it's a good kele. That's how one would be tempted to assume. But you see that the Rambam Shit is not like that. If the nekev was not plugged by anything, and you just put it up on the karka, you cannot be tabling it. Why not? Because it has a tzura scale. Only if you are kaveyed b'karke, then it doesn't have a chalishen kele. But as long, so it does not have a chalishen kele, and then it's considered tefillah b'karke. A chalishen kele it doesn't have anyway, because it has a nekev amtare. But even though it does not have a chalishen kele, it cannot be mikado tume. But tefillah b'karke it is not. Because it is a remnant of a kele, it's a shiure kele. So only because it has the tzure lechol hapoches of a shiure kele, of a sheva kele. So the mele, it's not considered tefillah b'karke. But if you take the same kele that has the nekev and you plug it, you cover it up with sidur binyan, so then then it has the tzura not of a kele or even of a sheva kele. It has the tzura of an edifice. If it has the tzura of an edifice, so it's like a portable building that you set up on the card. So the mele, it's considered, and suppose there is, you manipulate that water should, that rainwater should come in, so then it can be taken. There is no aloche that the mikveh has to be attached to the karg. If it has the tzura of an edifice, and it's placed on the karg, even though it's not attached with teeth, or it is portable, so it is considered to be karg. So this is what it says. Klima tardini. Chodesh ein nikav negav amitar, ve'itzor yirshi yikva be'oret, oi sheyehe be'yichoches u'dobo shol binyen, ולוי דובה של כלי, ומשם הוכה, אם פה כקי ביסיד, ובבניין, כלימה, בצרירס וחיי צבן, כי בניין לחושב כלי כלל, not, and then you ask, and suppose it has נקב המטרי, נקב כמייצי זייס, and you didn't plug it at all, so it certainly does not have ישם כלי, אין לך נמי, doesn't have ישם כלי, but it has the צורה לכל הפוחס of a שיר כלי, of a broken כלי, So, Memele, if it has the tzure of a kele, or even of a broken kele, so it's not really bekarke. But if it has the tzure of an edifice, so then, and that edifice is set up like a bekarke, so Memele, it's considered to be bekarke. It's considered to be bekarke. Oh, kolim yotzri ha'izem ki imbi l'choshim k'l'kla, l'fichin v'isamike, k'leima, shamayim shimsich yachshu mayim shum, ועדין לקושר מיטלבי. אבל כשניסטמו בסידו בגופסיס לבד, עדיין מפייטלס המקווה. וואי? קיבן דין דרר ביניין נאילו לבדו ולעבוני מצחירס? So in other words, it doesn't have the tzura of an edifice of a structure. It has the tzura of a kele or a sheva kele. So maybe it's not really recalled. עדיין שנקלי עולוב ופייטלס המקווה. וכל שנשור של הכל בסדר. ובסחוך הקומה, יאף על פי ומליך על גבי אורץ, על גבי עשי, ומרי הביטית נזגות עם הרי זה כושר. יאף על פי שליקו בבורץ, אני כבור בבורץ, וגם לפונה לשי שיבה לאורץ, ומרחי כושר, אפילו ישיב על גבי סיד בגוף סיס, כי אם שעשי בגוף סיס על אורץ, אם אין נמכר את סמיך לדמיה, וכל שמירך על זאת ביטית. Choshev ki kovua v'kosher. So that's something else. Because if you smear it with teeth, so then it's kovua. What does kovua mean? Sometimes you are conveyed by burying it in the karg. You push the foundations in the karg. And sometimes you don't push any foundations in the karg. But you just smear it with teeth. So it's still attached to the karg. So melee, it's considered like kovua v'kosher. Because Bes Yosef, that's the Rambam Shit. The Bes Yosef's Pshat in the Rambam Shit. Avlorosh, Ve'arash, Ve'arash Po, Yeishlem, Shita Acheres, Bifeirush, Sid Vigovsis. In other words, so they explained it this after. Poke Kalekem, Bisod, Bisid, Vodbinye, in other words, that if, what's the natural way of plugging up a nekev. So the natural way of plugging up a nekev is alidei seed vigofsis. This is a natural way. So the mele, that negates the nekev. So it's considered as if there is no nekev. So mele is a kele. Before you made a nekev. So it had a kele. But then when you made a nekev, so the shem kele is poka. But then you plug up the nekev in such a way, in the usual way, that the nekev is negated. So there is no nekev. So maybe it's a kele. So maybe it passes. Mishim shumim, of course, you cannot be tabled. Mashayim kei, if you plug it up with siddur binyan, that's not the usual way of plugging up a nekev. So maybe the nekev is considered as still existing. If the nekev is considered as to be still existing, so the mele, it's in a peisel. It's in a peisel. But, according to that chite, if we say like the Rambam, that in nekev, so in other words, so then it's considered as if the nekev hadn't been plugged up. But where the nekev is not plugged up, then the Rambam requires another prerequisite, namely that it should be nikva b'karke. So naturally, according to the pshat of the Rashi and the Rosh and the Rambam, I'm sorry, according to the Rashi and the Rosh and the Rashbo, so if you plug it, we see the binyan. So mele, it's not considered plugged. So what is it considered that it has a neket? So mele, in addition, you are required to be kaveya boretz too. But according to the Rambam shite, in the case where you plug it with the binyan, you don't have to be kaveya mikake, because here it's better than a neket that is not nikva boretz. A neket that is not nikva boretz, so has it tzura v'kele or shiure kele? Masha'im kele. Here it has the tzura of an edifice. So the mele it's considered to become. Alright. Now, let's go to the other shachas. Lifichoch, tzorich chofalav. Tzorich shalo yehu memso shal mikve b'sechakli, sheintem l'mikev. Lifichoch gili shekavua b'oretz, ונסמלס ממקשומים אין תגלים בו. כיוון שהויו שם כלי עולהו כלים שקבוע. ומשמע, אם לא הויו עולהו שם כלי כלים שקבוע, כלים שקבוע, כיוון שקבוע אי צורבת, but suppose at the time of the clear, so it did not have a shem kli. In other words, it was kovu eitzeve v'hakei chokikei is kosher. V'cheinu b'mishn uv'ashri u'poskim evim b'siyosim. But that's not such a double poshet. I mean, one would be tempted to say that's gemara mefareshes sinya shechokikei l'seif kovei. So if it's chokikei l'seif kovei, so then it passes the mikvah. But if it's coming with safe chokike, it doesn't pass. It doesn't pass. But the more in Bubasra says, the more Tafsamachov in Bubasra says, that the reason is why. Now, actually, we say that Tolish with safe chibrei is have a Tolish. So, Mele, even if it's coming with safe chokike, even if it is coming with safe chokike, So we should still say Tolush v'sif chibre is have a Tolush, so it should be possible. So the Gemara says Shani shumedim drabon. Shani shumedim drabon. So many Rishonim say that from this Gemara it's mashma that even Kuli shows in Rabbanon. And Rashbam and Rashi, what did they do in this Gemara? So they say this Gemara has reference to the case where you only had a mute of Mayim Shuvim. But so, and it was a Chokik with safe covering. So Mimele, so since it's Rabbanon only, so we distinguish between covering safe Chokik and Chokik with safe covering. Mashem came. Ligabi tvila b'seire, so that's with the raise tvila b'keile is no good. That's not shuvim. So mele it should be possible even kovei v'lipsev chokike. So in other words, so some rishonim say in the chaname that in order to be tvila b'seire, so then it would be possible not only in the case of chokiki v'lipsev kovei, but even the case of kovei v'lipsev chokiki too, because tolush v'lipsev chibre have a tolush. And the only reason is why the Gemara distinguishes between kovei v'lipsev chokiki and chokiki v'lipsev kovei is because shuvim is rabbanon. But regarding tefila b'seirei, tefila b'keilim is possible with raisei. That's what many rishonim say. However, the Rashbam, this is how the Aruch HaShulchan explains it. So the Rashbam in Bava Basra, so he says that when the Gemara says that the halacha of kovei l'sif chokike, the distinction between kovei l'sif chokike and chokike l'sif kovei is based upon the fact that shuvim is the rabbanon, that goes only according to Rabbi Lezer. That goes only according to the blessing. Does anyone have a Gemara or Basra yet? So the Gemara says, "Mani, loy rablezav v'loy rabon, loy rablezav v'loy rabon." So hey rablezav. So then the Gemara says, "El rablezav didav, didnan." Daf shel nachtimi shekobi bekeisel. Reb Leza mitayeya v'chachomim mitam. Mane ir Reb Leza afil chokikim nisif kobi. Ir Rabbonon afil kobi nisif chokikim naame. So then the Gemara says leilom Reb Leza. Vishanim pshutik leiz ditum de Rabbonon. Michol shim de raise vokam de Rabbonon veid homa Rabbi Yisrael Chanine bidaf shel machtes machlekes. Leilom Rabbonon shane shivim de Rabbonon. Yoch achichot lisif kovin ame shane hosom diiketir askli olav bitomish. So he says, now, so the Or HaShulchan, so that's the kashi that they ask. Actually, you see, Kos Vatu HaShulchan Or, the Or HaShulchan, in Sif Samach Beis, Reish Aleph Sif Samach Beis, Kos Vatu HaShulchan Or, Sif Or, Tzor Shoyiu Mem Sor Solit Vizich HaKlitz, Sheitemi Mikel, Visim Atu Vizicho Gigi Shekovuo Boretz, Vinismalum Likshomim, אין תימו בו, כאילו שאו יושן כלי עולה או כאילו שקבוע, עד כאן לשם. ומשמע להדיה, דימו יושן כלי עולה או כאילו שקבוע, כי אם שקבוע אי, צויה במחכים חוקים כושה, וכן הוא פוסקי, שח, סבקות מחובה לב, תצאו שח, יהיה. So, וגם רבינו הרמו בסיב זיון כוס עפמות על עסס המקווה לגג, ולבש לו יתיח כלי או יהיה בנחש חוק לסיב כובי, אבל חיב רבון עם הרבה למקרה כלי עד כאן לשם, דס דרמו היה. This is Ramo here. I mean Ramo here, the Mutal Asis Lagav. Alright. Umevuel Hedia, the Kobli Sifroki Kimuta, so you can even be Tevu Besechel. The Advori Masmi. So, in other words, the Shach says it in Ramo, and it's really the lotion of the tour. So Kibu Shoyo, the lotion of the tour is Kibu Shohoyo, Shem Kli Oleo, Kedem. Kedem shekavu, so it's mashma that if he did not have a shem kli kedem shekavu, kin shekavu eitz oyem v'machakim chokei, so it's kosher. Why? But the question is why? Because the Gemara distinguishes between kovu lisif chokei, chokei lisif kovei. But that the Gemara says is based upon the fact that choice the rabbanon, but tefila bekele is possible drais. והדבורים מסמים, והד עם הסכנים של להחילות בין קובי לסיף חוקי, ובין חוקי לסיף קובי הוא רק מדרבונות, כמו אם יהיה פסול מקווה ומים שורים, למען דספיר ומעתיר או שורים כושר, ולעשים דף פסול דרייסה, מה יבינו בעיק למעתיר הקשירו, כגן שיש חופה לפסול מקשומים, ובזה הוא אמרים למשום בקובי לסיף חוקי, אין לי כתלי בוטל הקרקי, אבל בדרייסה, כאן, אפילו בקודם מסיבחוקי עדיין כלי, ובחם בתביל מכלים, אבל פוסל דרייסם יחוסכים בקודם מסיבחוקי לחוק מסיבחוקי. So how does the two all distinguish between קודם מסיבחוקי and חוק מסיבחוקי לגב בתביל המסיכם? So then he says, he mentions the lotion of the Rashbam, and the Rashbam says at the end, just after Samazayin and Medalim, just before the Mishnah, שמאמינו מיני דיסוקי דשמייצין כרבלזר סלקי דיסובה כל המחוב לקרקי הרי הוא כקרקי וכן פירש רב נחננים והוכה פסקן עלי בדיל חסי וכן מגיע. What does it mean? So the Rashbam pasquins like רבלזר. Why? There is a מחליר קייס between רבלזר and רבונון דף שלחתים שקובי בקייסל. So רבלזר is מתי, in other words, it's not מקבל תומי. Why is it מקבל תומי? Because kolam chubal karkari kikarki, even though originally it was tolush, so still it's toya. And chachomim mitami. So he says that when the Gemara says that the reason as to why by we distinguish ligabi mayim shuvim between chokik lisif kovei and kovei lisif chokikei is because. Because Shuvim is the Rabbanon, but if Shuvim had been the Raisi, let's say according to the Shemim, that Kodesh Shuvim is the Raisi, so then even Kovi will receive Chokike, it would Tzidash Chokike, Shekovi will receive Chokike, it would be possible if it had been the Raisi, that's only with the Rabbanon of Rabbeza. Because the Rabbanon of Rabbeza say, Gabi Dav Shalach Dumim Shekovi Bekeisel, that it's Mitame. It's Mitame. Even though right now it's Mechubea, But still, as long as originally it was Tolush, so it remains to have a din of Tolush. Masha'in came with the pasuk like Rablezer. The Rashbam says, Daf Shalachtein, Shekovi Bekeisel, so is Mitayeh. So then, even if it is, so not only because Shuvim is Rabbanon. Even if it had been with the Raisa, let's say Kuli Shov, the commentary Shemim that Kuli Shov with the Raisa, or the Gabi Tvila B'Seichai, there is certainly a question of the Raisa. So it would also be, a distinction between Kovel Yisif Chok and Chok Yisif Kovel. In other words, briefly, the Oha Shulchan says that according to the Rashbam, so when the Gemara says that the reason as to why there is a distinction between Kovelis of Chot and Chotelis of Kovei is because Shuvim is the Rabbonon, that's only with the Rabbonon of Rablazia. But according, because he says, Daf Shalachtein Mishikovi Bekeisel, so is Mitame. But according to Rablazia, the Daf Shalachtein Mishikovi Bekeisel is Toye. So then there is no distinction. So he holds the Tolish Lisev Chibrei, is Havim Mechuber, is Loyabe Tolish. So the male even will gabi the raisi. So there would be a distinction between kovelis of chokike and chokikelis of kovel. So that's the pshat in the two. And this is how the Ramo passes. And this is what the shach says. Umashma yimohoi shem kli, keidem shekavua kini shekavua eitze evem v'hakin chokiki kosher. Why? Because we pass like Rablezer. However, there are many Rishani who pass not like Rablezer and who pass like the Rabbonon. And according to Rabbonon, certainly. So the only reason as to why we distinguish between Kovelis of Chokki and Kovelis of Kovei is because Shuvim is the Rabbonon. So according to them, it's in Teilim B'Keilim, not only in the case of Chokki and Kovelis of Kovei, but even if it is kavua eitzeven v'hakein chokikei, so it would also be possible. It's only the two agrees with the Rashbam that the halacha is like Rablezer. But let's say according to the Rishonim who pass like the Rabbonon by daf shel nachteimim, shekovei bekeisel, that it is mitamei. So they will say that even if the gigis even if it's kovei eitze even and then chokikei into a gigis, so it would also be this. All right. V'nokvei nekev amitare davke bishulayim b'inon davke bishlaim bino. Shini chilek al maim. The lotion is not smooth here in the shach. Very confusing. What he means is that only when the nekef is in the shlaim and the lekef in the shlaim, or even if it is natzad, but very low minatzad, very low minatzad, that it could not be mikabel mayim beneath the nekef. So then we say that the nekef amitare, so then is machshat. Davke bishulayo. So bino, only nekef amitare. And that's all. So it's kosher. The lotion is not smooth because like this you would say davke bishulayim bino shinuchel mal kolshu. But I will nekef natzad, so we don't even require nekev amtare. It's not so. What the Shach is saying is that when does the Mechaba say that if there is a nekev amtare, so then it becomes kosher, that is only the nekev is in the shalayim, or even the deifen, but very low in the deifen, so that it couldn't be mikavel any mayim, it couldn't contain any mayim beneath the nekev. Mashein came in the nekef is high min atzahat, that it could be mikabel mayim, it could contain mayim below the nekef. So even though the nekef is very large, even though the nekef is very large, afil kishver esaneit vigovi yamaat nashalayim mikabel narek umatik tzas mayim is psuot. Even if the nekef is very large, even if it's larger than shver esaneit. So, I mean, this is in accordance with the Shita of the Rash. Because that's the Shita of the Rash. The Rash is that if there is a nekev minatzad, if there is a nekev minatzad, and there's a nekev minatzad, and it's higher than beneath the nekev, it could contain mayim, so even if the nekev is shver esaneid, or even larger than shver esaneid, so then it still passes. It still passes. We explain it on the basis because the Shita of the Rosh in Kuf Nun Tes, in Hilchas Netilas Shebayim, is that if you have a kele that has a nekev, and beneath the nekev it can contain a release of water, so then you can wash your hands through the nekev. Through the nekev, because then it's considered like an upper level kele and a lower level kele. Lower level kele. So that's the shita of the Rash too. That's the shita of the Rash too. In other words, that if you have a nekev that is high in the deifen, so mainly it could contain water beneath the nekev, so even though the nekev is shver esaneid or larger than shver esaneid, so mainly it's so we say that there is a lower level kele up to the nekev. Memele, it passes. This is what he says. Dav ke bishulayim. Only when the nekev is in shulayim. It doesn't mean dav ke bishulayim. Even if it is natzad, but very low in a deifen, so that it couldn't contain any water. So bino. So then we need nekev amtare. And the nekev amtare is mitayaret. Why? What does it mean that bishulayim? Sheniyachil kabel mayim kolshu. That's the definition of bishulayim. So shulayim contain has reference not only to a nekev in the shulayim mamish, but even to a nekev in the deifen, very low in the deifen. So then, if there is a nekev amtare, so then it's kosher. Avol nekvam natzad, and beneath the nekev, it could contain water. Avol kishver esaneid. Now, when we learn the Mishnayos, so then I discussed the Machlekes Rishonim in Netilas Yadayim. So I mentioned that there is a Machlekes between the Rosh on one hand, and the smag on the other, if a kele has a nekev, let's say the nekev is here, The Gilead Electric. So the Rosh says that you can pour, you can use that kele as long as you pour the water through this neged. If you pour the water through here, so it's possible in Tzedakah. But if you pour the water through the neged, so then it's kosher. So what's the shita of the Rosh? The shita of the Rosh is, the shita of the Rosh is that that when you have a nekev in the kele, and if the kele can be mitabel water beneath the nekev, so then that kele is considered like a double kele, an upper level kele and the lower level kele. The upper level kele, the upper level kele extends from the shulayim up to here, and the lower level kele extends from here up to the nekev. So if you pour from here, so it's possible, because it's a klishov. But if you pour the water from here, so then it's not a klishov, the lower level kele. That's the shite of the, that's the shite of the, of the rosh. The shite of the smag and the smak is that you cannot use it, that kele, for netilas yadayim, even if you pour it through the neck. So what is the shite of the smag and the smak?